USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Independent Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, who called for the impeachment of President Trump in May and days ago announced he's leaving the Republican Party, tells CNN's State of the Union his decision was partly due to the party's unwavering support for the president.
It's pretty rigid. It's top down. It comes down from leadership to the bottom. Over the years, it's gotten more rigid. So it's more difficult now to actually change the process than it was even a few years ago.
Amash is up for re-election and says he may run for president. Leaked cables sent from the United Kingdom's ambassador to the U.S. back to London describe President Trump as inept, insecure, and incompetent. That according to the Daily Mail, which first reported the leak. The British Foreign Office doesn't rebuke the story, but says the ambassador's views are not necessarily the views of ministers or the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden yesterday apologized for comments he made last month about his ability to be civil and work with segregationist senators in the 70s. And he also defended his ability to take on tough opponents. Biden earlier made these comments exclusively on CNN.
I took on same-sex marriage. I took on a whole range of issues. I took on arms control. I took on dealing with Russia with the arms control agreement. I took on Putin in terms of what was going on in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I've taken on these leaders around the world. I'm the guy that's gone in and met them. I've taken on all these leaders. This is ironic.
Again, those comments made last week on CNN. He also used his speech yesterday at an event in South Carolina to respond to criticism he's received from some of his 2020 Democratic opponents on his decades-long record in public office, including his opposition to desegregation, busing, and his involvement in the 1994 crime bill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A billionaire who's been accused of sex trafficking minors for decades has finally been arrested. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with more.
Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for allegedly sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida between 2002 and 2005 and will appear in court in New York on Monday. The arrest comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old financier essentially got a slap on the wrist for molesting dozens of underage girls in Florida. For more than a decade, Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigations by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. But despite the attention, the hedge funder has managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone any federal charges. The new charges allege that Epstein sexually exploited dozens of underage girls in a now familiar scheme, paying them cash for massages, then molesting or sexually abusing them in his Upper East Side mansion or his palatial residence in Palm Beach. Employees recruited the girls for Epstein's abuse, and some victims eventually became recruiters themselves. The girls were as young as 14, and according to police, Epstein knew how old they were.
This year's running of the bulls in Pamplona left 5 people injured. The 9-day San Fermin Festival is held each year. 6 bulls run through the city's narrow streets each morning before being killed in afternoon bullfights. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.